The fast-moving and massive bushfire west of Lithgow is still the subject of the state's highest bushfire alert, as we just heard from Lexi. One of the officials keeping a close watch on the blaze is the New South Wales National Parks Deputy Incident Controller, David Crust. He works from a map-filled command centre in Lithgow and explained to PM's Brendan Trembath the enormity of the fire.
Well, Brendan, it's a big fire. It's over 42,000 hectares now, so I think it's possibly the biggest fire in the state, and it's a particularly complex fire as well.
Are you on top of it?
Yeah, look, we're getting there. I mean, obviously conditions have been extremely difficult. We've had some really, really bad weather, and last Thursday when the fire kicked off, we saw some of the worst winds we've ever seen in this area. But you know, we've had moderating conditions since then. And we are starting to get around it. We've established fairly significant containment over the last 3 or 4 days. We've got most of the southern edge tied up and a fair bit of the western edge of the fire contained at this point in time.
What's the outlook?
The outlook is challenging. We've got 2 days of deteriorating weather, so Tuesday and Wednesday we've got increasing temperatures. Reduced relative humidities, and we've got increasing winds. So they're really going to test us, and they're really going to test our containments. After that, we've got moderating weather, so we've got some much cooler weather coming in. We've got an opportunity to get in and really work on containing this fire.
How reliable are the forecasts? Are you finding those are being very helpful or somewhat helpful?
The forecasts have been tremendous, I must say. The Bureau of Meteorology has provided us with really, really detailed weather data, and that's absolutely critical for our planning, for our operations. So it's been very, very important and very good.
When you look at this vast map with this fire mapped out, what sort of landscape are we talking about?
It's a really amazing and challenging landscape. It's incredibly rugged terrain. It's most of it's wilderness. It's part of Blue Mountains National Park, and the northern edge of the fire is now into Wallamai National Park. So it's remote, it's rugged, it's spectacular, but what's even more challenging is there's very limited access, and also we've got settlements in pockets throughout the fire, and that's really been a challenge to manage the fire around those communities.
A helicopter just buzzing the building now. To what extent is this a helicopter battle?
We're really highly reliant on helicopters because of the size of the fire and because of the nature of the terrain, because of the limited access. We're doing a lot of work by helicopters, so lots of air observation, lots of command from the air, lots of water bombing, and we're now starting to use remote area crews from the national parks to be inserted into the fire to contain the remote sections of the fire.
What are we seeing about the impact on the natural environment? Obviously, we've seen a lot of burned vegetation, but what about the wildlife?
Obviously that's an issue, but I mean, what I would say is fires are really natural part of Australian ecosystems, but it's a big fire, it's burnt very hot, and that will have impact on wildlife communities over a period of time. So, you know, we'll be monitoring that quite closely.
That's the New South Wales National Parks Deputy Incident Controller, David Crust. He was speaking to Brendan Trembath.